What if I have a physical disability? 8 out of 10. The first thing you do with a game is familiarize yourself with it. Hellblade 2 doesn't require a lot of buttons. By default, you'll need 7 keys and both joysticks to play it. But we'll go into more detail in the settings, and you can even reduce it to 5 keys by using simplified combat. This is really good news. For your convenience, you can remap each key as you wish. Each directional key has its own entry, so if you have difficulty using joysticks, you can assign the directions to buttons instead. In case there's a key conflict when you remap a key, you'll be asked to confirm. This reminds you to also change the duplicate key. Regarding joysticks, they can be reversed and finally adjusted over 100 degrees of sensitivity. Settings can be specific to different actions, such as camera or photo mode. You can't adjust the dead zones, which can be a problem for alignment puzzles and photo mode. Finally, you'll be able to toggle actions on or off or even set them to automatic. This is useful for button mashing, sprinting, or focus. The latter makes it a little easier to find puzzles. These options reduce long or repeated presses that can be tiring. Fights are intense in Hellblade 2. Fortunately, everything can be automated, whether for defense or attack. By default, there are 2 defense keys, RB to parry and B to evade. There are 2 attack keys, X for a fast strike that does little damage or Y for a slow but powerful strike that can break the enemy's defenses. The help option simplifies or automates attack and defense. In simplified mode, you only have an attack button or a defense button. The game chooses for you whether it's best to use a fast or heavy strike and whether you should parry or evade. If you set an action to automatic, the game handles everything. In other words, if you set both defense and attack to automatic, fights become cutscenes. Combat phases can, therefore, be played with a joystick, the camera, and between 1 to 4 buttons, depending on your preference and degree of automation. Parrying and evading require faster reflexes. You also have to make perfect parries, pressing down at the exact moment of impact to break the enemy's defense. So, if you have slow reflexes, set it to automatic to let you focus on attacks. In addition to these control settings, Hellblade 2 offers a choice of difficulty settings. This changes enemy resistance as well as your own. That means that an enemy will go down with fewer hits. You can set the difficulty level to dynamic so that it's always at the right level. That way, the game will then adapt to your skill level in a very fluid way. During a fight, you won't need to find enemies, they're the ones who'll find you. In fact, fights are series of one-on-one battles with cutscene transitions in between. That means that often, the enemy is in front of you, reducing the need to manage camera position. During puzzle and exploration phases, you have to find objects in the surrounding environment and line yourself up correctly before focusing on one of the triggers to validate the object's discovery. During puzzles, symbols are reconstituted, while during exploration, stone faces are found in the surrounding area. Players who have difficulties with space management and fine motor control will have the most difficulty. In fact, you have to use the joysticks delicately to align puzzle elements and reconstitute symbols, and for that, you need to perceive 3D well to find the right angle. That's complicated when you have uncontrolled movements because of your muscles, your nerves, or because of a lack of concentration. We encountered this during our tests with Joel. He has trouble channeling his energy, so it's much more complicated for him to position the camera with down to the millimeter accuracy. So, Hellblade 2 offers very effective options for familiarizing yourself with fights and managing them. This can be more annoying for puzzles that require more finesse of movement, but you're not under a time constraint. If you constantly hold down the focus button, that'll eliminate the risk that you lose the right alignment if you move when you go to focus. As soon as you're at the right angle, it validates. Ivor was able to finish the game by remapping keys on his adapted setup with just the dynamic difficulty. The game should, therefore, be accessible to as many people with physical disabilities as possible.